All things Randy at randyrhodes.com.
Go for launch.
Speaking truth to power, the Randy Rhodes Show.
All right, this just in.
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff has announced that next week the House will begin open hearings. This is what Republicans said they wanted.
That's right.
Lawmakers will also release the impeachment deposition transcript of Ambassador Bill Taylor.
Throughout the course of the testimony, not only their testimony, but many others, most important facts are largely not contested.
Yeah.
We are getting an increasing appreciation for just what took place during the course of the last year. Those open hearings will be an opportunity for the American people to evaluate the witnesses for themselves, to make their own determinations about the credibility of the witnesses, but also to learn firsthand about the facts of the president's misconduct.
We also know the early schedule for public testimony. Ambassador Bill Taylor and Deputy Assistant Secretary of State George Kent scheduled to testify Wednesday. Former Ambassador to Ukraine Marie Yovanovitch will testify next Friday.
So there you have it. We're going to start already with the public hearings beginning next week, 1 week from today, Wednesday. And we will get testimony from... This is just so amazing. Bill Taylor and Bill Taylor and George Kent. Now, Bill Taylor's the transcript of what Bill Taylor testified to during the deposition phase, which was behind closed doors so that the witnesses could not leech off of each other's stories. Right. That's why you do it this way. And of course, the Republicans were invited and they did ask questions. And you can see who was active and who asked a lot of questions. Lee Zeldin, the Republican, asked a lot of questions. Mark Meadows asked a lot of questions. So this lie that they keep telling that the Republicans did not have access to the witnesses and it was all being done in a star chamber and it was all so secret and this is Soviet style and it's got to stop and nobody does this in the United States and how freaking disgustingly wrong all this is. And it's just, you know, the only place that you see this stuff is in the Soviet Union.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah. With this Nadler now running this Soviet-style investigation.
A Soviet-style inquiry.
The only place I can think of where we had trials like this is in the Soviet Union.
Maybe in the Soviet Union, this kind of thing is commonplace.
The Democrats' ongoing secret Soviet-style, what I call impeachment coup attempt.
Hold Soviet-style, closed door, guilty until proven innocent investigation.
It's just the latest pathetic attempt by people that never accepted the results of the 2016 election and want to influence the next election.
Wait a
minute. This Ukrainian hoax has turned into a Soviet-styled silencing of the press, with the Democrats leaking out only portions of the transcript that might help keep them from allowing Donald Trump to be reelected again.
The Soviet-style proceedings being run by House Democrats.
This sham process, as has been done in the Soviet Union, should not be done in the halls of Congress.
Congressman Schiff runs this thing like a Soviet show trial.
Their attempt today to try and open these proceedings is nothing short of Soviet glasnost.
The star chamber, glasnost. Soviet-style proceedings.
A Soviet-style star chamber to remove the duly elected president.
This secret Soviet-style impeachment coup attempt.
This is Soviet-style rules.
Okay, so we all get it. At first, they started to criticize the process, right? Depositions needed to be taken, and they needed to be taken so that witnesses couldn't hear what other witnesses were saying. For instance, Sondland, whose answer, you know, they released his transcript yesterday, and I told you, you know, you didn't even have to, I didn't even have to brief it to you, because his answer to just about every question was, I don't recall, I don't remember, I don't recall. Over and over. And then after everyone else testified and their public statements were released and now transcripts are coming out of the actual testimony given by his peers, he had to submit a 3-paged addendum saying, oh, yeah, the other witnesses' recollections jogged my memory. And yeah, I did talk to Andrei Yermak, the number two to President Zelensky, and I did tell him there was a quid pro quo, meaning that you had to get to a microphone and you had to say that you were going to investigate the Bidens, or you were going to get no White House meeting with the president, no support from the United States as Russia, you know, continues their war against you, and you would get no military aid. I mean, this is what he had to do yesterday. And that's why you take depositions away from other witnesses. Of course, the Republicans were always in the room. This crazy, stupid thing they did with storming the skiff. We're going to storm the skiff. 100 Republicans were invited into the skiff. 100 of them. If they were on the Foreign Relations Committee, if they were on the Oversight Committee, if they were on the Judiciary Committee, if they were on the Intelligence Committee, then they were allowed to go into the skiff and they were allowed to ask their questions of the witness. This is all a big lie. Now they're going to attack the whistleblower. The whistleblower, who they diminished, right? I mean, Rudy Giuliani sat on TV and said he doesn't have any firsthand knowledge. Garbage. Throw it away. Means nothing to us. Now all of a sudden, it's all about the whistleblower. Release his name. We need the name. You don't need the name of the whistleblower, because the whistleblower said that it wasn't firsthand information. It was stuff that was told to him that he brought to the Inspector General of the intelligence community, who looked at it, talked to the people that were involved in this, and decided and discovered that this was a credible report and of urgent concern. And then the law got broken. What? Yeah. Let's try and jog our memory, shall we? Remember when the Inspector General of the intelligence community deemed this to be of urgent concern and credible? Remember that the Department of Justice and the Inspector General were supposed to, by law, turn that over to Congress. Remember that? Joe McGuire, the newly inserted DNI, the guy who was on the job for 2 weeks when all this happened, testified that he went to the White House counsel, he went to the Department of Justice, and they said, oh, no. Do not give this to Congress. Well, but that's what the law says I have to do. Well, you're not going to follow the law. The law is for the little people. The law is for stupid people. The law is for schmucks. It's not for us. We're above the law. What are they going to do? We can't be indicted. Nothing can happen to the president. Nothing. Just don't do it. And he went and testified that that is what happened. So the first law breaking happened at the White House. And what did the whistleblower say that he was told? He was told that the Department of Justice under Bill Barr was also in on this quid pro quo, that they were corrupt. And now we know that that's true because they refused to turn over the Inspector General's report, which is required by law. And they also said Rudy Giuliani was running some parallel shadow foreign policy that ran counter to our national security policies, to the things that keep Americans safe. That's all been corroborated by any number of people in the State Department, right? And next week, we're going to start to hear straight from them. So they can't criticize the process anymore. It's not Soviet-style anything. These will be open hearings beginning next Wednesday. And if the whistleblower does show, I don't want to see their face. All in.